Good morning. I'm here again this morning bringing you a selection of stories from the school's folklore collection. I'm with a holidaymaker on the island, but somebody who has a long association with the island. I'm in Ardoch in Paddy O'Callaghan's old house, and I'm talking to his, we think, grandniece or great-niece, Marie. Marie, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
And thank you so much for taking part. Can you tell us a little bit about your uncle, at least what you know about him?
Yeah, so the house we're in now belonged to my uncle. His name was Paddy Callaghan. Unfortunately, he died when I was quite young, when I was about 11. But we came down every summer for 6 months, or for 3 months of the summer with my mum on holiday. And he had the farm here. So all our memories of coming down during the summer are of all the cattle. He had a hen shed just at the corner there. So we've great memories.
And he had a lot to do with the rearing of your mother, isn't that right?
He did, yeah. Him and my grandmother reared my mother.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And do you come here still? Do you come here regularly now, every year?
Yeah.
Great.
A few, okay. Three or four times
and
a year.
And you have another side of your family as well. You're related to the...
We're related to the Jacks. Yeah. Over West was. Yeah. So it was Marion White was my mum and Jimmy Jack is my dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're going to read one of Paddy's stories that he submitted for the school's folklore collection. And this story is entitled Weather Lore.
Weather Lore. There are many ways by which the change of the weather is observed. There are many signs and beliefs about the weather. People can tell whether the weather will change from good to bad or otherwise. Many sayings and signs are handed down to us from our forefathers. The sky is the most common way of observing the change. A red sky at night is a shepherd's delight, and a red sky in the morning is a shepherd's warning, is one of the sayings. Another is, a rainbow in the morning is a sailor's warning. When there is a ring around the moon, it is a sign of rain. The movements of the birds is another way of telling the change of the weather. The movements of the rooks are by some farmers. If the rooks are settling noisily on the trees and flying hither and thither, instead of going straight away, a wet day is probable. If the swallow flies high, is a sign of fine weather, but when it is near the ground, rain is to be expected. The cormorant flies out to sea, is a sign of fine weather, but when it comes inland, it is a sign of wet weather. Animals are also very sensitive to the change of the weather. If a cat sits in with her back to the fire or washes over her ears, it is a sign of wet weather. Cats also become restless and wander about the house when a thunderstorm is approaching. The braying of a donkey is said to be a sign of coming rain. Sheep in the mountainous districts will change their feeding ground to the lee side of the hills before the arrival of severe gales and rain.
So Marie's now going to read The Old School from Seamus O'Callaghan.
The Old School. Before this present school was made, there was a small school in the west of Ardoch Hill in the town of Greenann. This school was a small thatched house. The entrance was by a door at one end, and there was no windows, only a hole at the west end. The stones were used afterwards to make fences. There were about 30 pupils going to the school, and they had two or three books. There were two teachers attending, a principal teacher and an assistant teacher. It was 18 foot long, 9 feet broad, and 8 feet high. It was closed in the year 1856. Then this present school was opened. It was the pupils that used to pay the teachers in those days, and each pupil used to pay a half a crown for a quarter of a year. Place names. Ardoch. Bear Island abounds in place names, and most of these are Irish names. Nearly all the fields have names, and the meaning of these words are very obvious in some places, but are not easily explained. Most of the headlands have Irish names too. The name of the townland in which I live is Ardoch, which means high place. There are four headlands running out parallel with one another, and the names of these are Rian na Horna, Rian na Curraig, Rian na Gall, and Donovan's Point. There is a field near the hill which is called Cunnock on Ard. It is higher than any other field around. There is another field called Gairdín Down, which means the deep garden. There are high rocks around it, and it's situated in between these rocks. There is a place near the road called Seán Tigh. There was an old house built there long ago, but now there's only part of the walls to be seen. There is another field called Skull, and the people say that there was a school there long ago. There is another place near the road called Ach an Maidí. this is part of an old quarry. My home district, Ardoch. The name of the townland in which I live is Ardoch, and the name of the parish is Bear Island, and the barony is Bear. There are 21 families living in the townland. The family name most common is O'Sullivan. The most of the houses are slated nowadays, but long ago nearly all the houses were thatched. The meaning of Ardoch is the high place. The land is very hilly and rough, and the farms are small and poor. There is a hill in the middle of the townland, and there is a tower situated on top of the hill. These towers were built in 1797. There are little streams flowing from the hill to the sea. There were more houses in the townland long ago than there are now. There are about 6 ruins of houses to be seen now, and they're not occupied. At the time of the famine, some of the people emigrated to America. Some also went to Australia. The old people do not know Irish. There are no lakes in the townland.
So it's Friday morning and I'm back here with Marie Harrington at her house at Ardoch. And I'm delighted to say that we have found some other pieces of work that were actually done by a third Callaghan sibling. And this turns out to be Marie's grandmother, Mary. And Marie is now going to read 3 or 4 pieces that Mary submitted for the school's folklore collection. The first one is The Lore of Certain Days.
Some of the people never washed, only on a Monday and Wednesday. It was an old custom to have all the potatoes set before the eve of St. Patrick's Day, and they used to say the potatoes set after St. Patrick's Day never grew to full size, and the blight used to come on them first. April was the first month for planting mangolds and turnips, and they were planted late in the evening. They used to say the dew would soak the seed and the birds would be gone asleep and would not eat them. The people used to sell their geese and ducks in the market every August, and the farmers with the biggest geese used to get a prize, such as 3 shillings, and they used to get 3 and 6 for a goose and a half crown for a big duck. The people used to get more money if the fowl was a nice colour. The people always sold their cattle on a Tuesday.
The second piece Marie is going to read is Buying and Selling by her grandmother Mary.
Long ago, there were not many shops in the district. There was a small shop in Ardoch in a place that is now called Shanty. Mrs. Sullivan owned the shop and she used to not sell after Mass on a Sunday. Some of the people used to go to Castletown in a small boat and buy enough goods to last for a week. It was considered unlucky to transact business on a Sunday. Markets were not held in this locality in former years. The nearest place was Castletown. As money was not plentiful, the people gave eggs or butter or small apples in exchange, and sometimes labour was given. Sometimes the people used to go to Bantry or Cork with their butter and eggs. The sugar and tea in the olden times were very cheap. The price of sugar was only 2 pennies a pound. The ragmen used to go gathering rags and horses' hair, and they used to weigh it with stillers and give the people penny, half a penny per pound. Another woman called Miss McCarthy used to sell tobacco and other small articles. Some of the poor people used only to get a half an ounce of tea and sugar, as they could not afford any more. The goods in the olden times were much cheaper than they are nowadays.
The third excerpt that Marie is going to read today is Shipwreck.
About 45 years ago, there was a rowing boat coming in from Castletown. 3 men were on board it and they were drowned, namely Mortimer, Downey, John Orpin and Jim Callaghan. Another drowning occurred some years before that. At the time, the people used to carry their butter to the market in Bantry. 3 men and 2 women were on board and the boat overturned as the day was bad and rough. One of the men who was drowned was my granduncle, John Hurley. All of the bodies were recovered and buried. A 3-masted schooner named the Fox of Runcorn was lost in the Dog Rock. She had a cargo of slate on board and was coming from Penarth. Another schooner called Lewan Saga was coming from Cardiff with a cargo of coal, and the wind drove her ashore and smashed her.
The final essay we're going to hear today is Games I Play.
Long ago, the children going to school had different games and toys, but they are different nowadays. Most of them used to make dolls of stone and rags and make daisy chains and put them around the doll's neck. They used to make necklaces and bangles for themselves out of daisies and buttercups. Some of them used to make dolls' cots out of matchboxes. After school, they used to make shops out of broken china and bottles and gather earth for sugar. Others used to get a big deal and put it on a high fence. One used to sit on each side and they used to go up and down, and it was great fun. Some of them made bubbles with a pipe and soapy water. Others got the stem of the straw and cut a hole in it and used it for a whistle. Skipping was a great game long ago, and it was a great pastime.